Last week I spoke about the parable of the sower, and I felt like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do a part two, but I felt like heaven has an answer and a response that God wanted to say. Because we hear and we receive, but there's a harvest of fruit, and that's on heaven. That's not us. When you, and receive, let me tell you what receive is not. Receive is just not acknowledgement. You know, like you can go to the store and it says tomato seeds, and you can take the tomato seeds, and you can say, oh, those are tomato seeds. And I can say they're tomato seeds, but unless I plant them, acknowledging it is not enough. Acknowledging, there's people that believe Jesus is God, he died for their sins, that if they receive him, they'll be born again, but they don't walk with him. They acknowledge that. You can acknowledge this is the word of God. It's no different than seeds. It can sit on your bedside. It can sit in your trunk. Unless you get it in you, it doesn't do the work it's called to do. So what is a seed? A seed is potential. This word has the potential to change lives. It doesn't mean it will. It's on us. This word has the potential to change everybody's life in the world. Everybody right now could call on the name of the Lord. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The whole world right now could call on the name of the Lord, and his blood could forgive everybody at once. That's the potential it has. Over 8 billion people on earth, but how many actually receive him? So Jesus was on the earth. He's on the water, on the boat, facing the people. They're on the shore, and he teaches because his voice is amplified over the water. God knows everything. People say, oh, the Bible says the world is flat. No, the Bible doesn't say that. It says he sits on the sphere of the earth. We have a lot of assumptions of this word. Until you actually get it and know him, we don't know. And so he was teaching the word, and he taught about the parable of the sower. But in Mark, and I'm going to not review. I know a lot of times when you do a second part, a part you're supposed to review, it'll be woven in. So if you missed it, don't worry. This message will stand on its own. But heaven has an answer to us receiving, and that is it bears fruit. And so there's somebody, doesn't matter if they're 8 years old in Mexico or 80 years old in China, gravity works around the world. This world works around the world. He's not an American. He's in developing nations. He's in America, and he's right here. So if those that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, they heard the word, the gospel, and it could be him, God speaking to their heart. I got saved in the eighth grade. I was not raised a Christian. My friend Paul Blendy, who I didn't even know at the time, goes, do you want to be born again? Jesus says you must be born again. We are all born spiritually dead. You do not make yourself born again to life, but what you do is receive the word, and the word, the Holy Spirit, makes you born again. Now your spirit is different, but we're a body, soul, and a spirit. That's why we have to renew our mind, but our spirit has access to him. We can hear his voice. We can walk with him. He's given us a purpose and destiny even before you were saved. So there's a receiving of the word, but then there's a working the word does, and Jesus said this. In Mark 4:26, he says, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by day and rise by night. Now, this is after the parable of the sower. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. Now, notice it was at night when he was sleeping. There's a resting. There's not a working. The word, it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's not our fruit. For the earth yields its crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and not the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Amen. Then he says, what shall we liken in the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds on the earth. So it's a small seed. But when it's sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out large branches. But Jesus didn't finish there. So that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Notice he gives it a purpose. Because it just can't be what we're called to do, but it has a purpose for it. Amen? So you can look at the seed and go, it's a small. And some people can dismiss it, it's just a small seed. And others will say, oh, it's going to be the largest of the garden branch. But divine revelation goes to provide shade for the birds. And so what did you call? It's not just what you're called to do, it's the why. I'm called to preach to the nations. Why? So people can be changed. Do we see that? I'm called to make lots of money. I've had lots of words about prophetic money. When I was younger, I would think about all the stuff I was going to buy. I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that. But then as you start walking with God, you're like, all the people that I can help. I was watching, and to discount the small seed. Now, Jesus said the ones sowed on good ground are those that hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit. Now, last week we learned about what receive is. Receive in the Greek means to brings welcoming way to bring alongside you to you walk. It's not just to acknowledge, oh, I believe it's true, it's going to happen. I was watching an interview the other day. It was very interesting to me. It was a was a boxer. He's a trainer. And he goes, this young kid comes in my gym, 22, and his gym's in California. He goes, he comes in 22 years old, and he goes, I heard you're good with the mitts. Now, mitts is what a trainer holds up, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I can handle it. He goes, you want to train with me? So after one round, he goes, what's your story? He goes, in his mind, he goes, this guy's good. He goes, I've been driving from the East Coast to the West Coast, stopping at every gym I can, but no one will train with me. The seed was looking for the soil. He knew the potential that he had. 22 years old. His previous fight, he got punched in the gut and he lost. So this trainer calls other, now any industry you're in, it's a small world. So he calls another trainer. He goes, why did you pass on him? He goes, too small, ain't gonna make no money. Remember that. It's a mustard seed, discount. Too small, ain't gonna make no money. This guy starts training him. Well, the champion of the world, 2 weeks before he was gonna fight from South Africa in that division, the fighter got sick and backed out. And this kid was up. 60-1 odds. Do you know what 60-1 odds are? You put down 1,000, what do you make? 60. Put down 5, you make 300,000. He told all my guys in the gym, bet on him. You will never see odds like this. And they said, your guy's going to get killed. He's a champion of the world, hasn't lost in 8 years. I watched the fight. This kid, he schooled him, Paul. He schooled him. He knocked him on the mat. He won the fight. That boxer's name is Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao is the only boxer. I didn't say one of two, one of three. The only boxer in the history of boxing that has won championships in 8 different divisions. He is the only boxer that has a championship in 4 decades. The only. Not enough. Why? His trainer is Freddie Roach. Freddie Roach has trained 40 world champion boxers. He's trained 11 MMA boxers. Let me tell you something. When your trainer says you have potential, God, he knows the future and the past. And so now when Freddie Roach calls and says, hey, take these odds, why? Because he has history. When you read this Bible and you understand how faithful it is and what he can do. So what did Freddie Roach see that the others didn't see? He saw the potential in the seed. And said, he's too light, he's not worth it. He saw the potential. He saw the future. He didn't say he's the world champion now. He said, this kid's good. He one round, I already knew he was good. And no one believed. And Freddie goes, nobody knew who he was. Even the announcers pronounced his name wrong in the first fight. Pacquiao, you know. Now I'm not going to talk about Manny Pacquiao's singing career because he's Filipino. Of course he's going to sing and it's politics. But he said not enough money, remember? So first, I'm going to hit the thing. He says not enough weight. First of all, he won at 112. Then he had a championship at 122. Then 130, 147, 154, on and on. 8 different weight classes, 8 different champions. Why? Because it's not just the seed, the mustard seed. It is the potential. Jesus says, if you take it, if you receive it, if you plant it, not just acknowledge it can grow. Acknowledging is not enough. I'll never forget it. I was back there and Lena, Paul saying, Gal, Paul, raise your hand. We all love Paul. He's on the worship team. If you don't know Paul, he's awesome. Great family. And Lena's in the back and she goes, John, this is Paul, who I already knew. She goes, he's in Dallas. He's supposed to be here. Why? Because she saw the potential. The seed needed to be in this soil. See, Manny went from the East Coast to the West Coast looking for the right soil, but Freddie Roach goes this soil. So pastors easily, one thing they recognize is leadership. And so if you just look at the mirror and go, this is who I am. I was not raised a Christian. I did not receive a lot of encouraging words from my dad. That did not change the fact that God still had a destiny. But what it did affect is when I first heard it, do I receive it? It took a little while. It took a little convincing. It took the level. I served many men in God. I didn't start preaching until I was right here. There's things in you that God wants to water. You know, like, you ever seen the ground and after it rains a lot, then all of a sudden stuff starts sprouting up? It was always there. It just reacted with the rain. And some of our seeds need to react to his spirit. It's in you. Like, no man gives you a destiny. No man gives you a purpose. Freddie Roach didn't go in the ring with Manny Pacquiao and fight for 4 decades or whatever, but he recognized the potential. And he said, it's too little and not enough money. Manny Pacquiao his fight with Floyd Mayweather made more money than any other fight in the history of boxing. He personally made over $500 million. His fights are 1.2 billion. He didn't see the potential. Now, no one told Freddie Roach this guy's going to be four decades, the only boxer, let that sink in. There's things that only you can do that I can't do for you. I can go to wars and I can preach, but unless you take the seed and receive the seed from the word, there's only things that you're called to do that no one's called to do. And if you don't do it, they're not going to get done the way you would do it. He'll send someone else. He'll bring someone else. Someone will have to carry the load, but it won't be like you did it. So the only boxer. So Freddie Roach saw the potential. Let me tell you something. God already knows the potential because he's put it in you. So when we hear the word. And that word actually means to hyperhear. It just doesn't mean to listen. That's why Jesus said, hear is to hear. You can hear the sermon. You can hear the words, but you cannot understand it. There's people that go and hear the gospel. Jesus died for your sins. Give me your life. They're crying. They're under conviction. Yet they do not receive him. Their lives are not changed. You can hear prophecy over prophecy over prophecy over prophecy unless you receive it. Okay, God, I am a mustard seed. And Manny Pacquiao, remember, his previous fight, he got gut punched. I don't know what's gut punched you and brought you to the mat, but God is here to say he can pick you up. So he didn't go, what was your last fight? How were you raised? What did your dad say over you? What did your mom say over you? When did you get abused? God says, no, I'm here. I want to change your life. I'm going to make the full potential. Freddie Roach didn't go here. So he goes 60-1. You'll never see odds like this. Let me tell you something. Champion of the world, never lost 8 years. 8 years is a long time never to lose in boxing. And he gets up, Manny Pacquiao. Man, he schooled him. He just was a natural. He was so gifted. But Freddie Roach saw something no one else did. The only one you need to see over your life is God. And when you agree with that, then he'll send people into your life that confirm the call, amen, that confirm the destiny. But don't just think, I'm going to be the largest garden plant. It is to provide shade for the birds. There is a purpose and a reason behind your life. Now, what you do does not take away just knowing God. Knowing God is the greatest thing. It's not doing stuff for God. Knowing him, walking with him. And so when we receive his word, the Bible says we walk with him in a welcoming way. That means to receive means to welcome alongside in a welcoming way. Not just, I'm going to do this. I'm called to do this. God has many things over our lives to say, but when his word, so many times God's word contradicts our feelings, the way we were raised, what we think, and the circumstances. If it didn't, you wouldn't need it. A millionaire doesn't need a word. You're rich. Usually you'll see the opposite happen. The door's being slammed. No one wants you, this and that. You're just a mustard seed. But if you just look at the mustard seed, that mustard seed is in the hand that's been pierced, and it's Jesus. And he's given you that mustard seed. He's given you the word. How you receive it and how deep you plant it, because atmosphere matters. Pineapples don't do great in Alaska, but they do great in Hawaii. Why? Because atmosphere matters. The atmosphere of the soil matters. The temperature, the pH balance. And you can have a tomato that's tasteless. God doesn't want us to have no taste. He wants us to be love, joy, peace. But that's not our fruit. That's the fruit of the Spirit. How do we produce that? Walking alongside him. So it's not our job to produce the word. Jesus says he sleeps at night. He wakes by day. He doesn't know how it grows. You don't know how God's going to do the things in your life. The only thing you do is receive it. God, I believe what you said over my life. I don't know how. The open doors, the money, the connections, the people, the nations. If he's called you to go to North Korea, you can go to North Korea. When Reinhard Bonnke went to Africa, they said, you cannot preach to black people. He said, this is the reason I came. You need to know what you're called to do, friend, because if not, someone else will tell you what you're called to do. And so the soil, like Lena says, Paul needs to be here. Why? Because that seed needed to be in this soil, in this atmosphere. It doesn't mean you're going to be here your whole your life. It doesn't mean you're not going to be transplanted or whatever. I'm going to Mexico. I will always be connected to this church. This is my home for life, like it or not. So you can say, he preaches too loud, too long, whatever. I'm here for life, so just deal with it. I've had many words about planes. Why do you need a plane? Well, when you need to get somewhere fast, sometimes you need a plane. Amen? So we don't question things. God, we don't question if you told us to write a book. I'm going to be an author. Yeah, but whose lives are you going to touch? Do you think about that? Do you think about the people you're actually going to touch, or just think about what you're going to do? It has to get past that. So we talk about, it's just a mustard seed. You got to get past that, and you can't stop at the largest plant in the garden. Most anointed, I provide shade for the birds. Jesus finished the purpose. I've come to die, to seek and save that which was lost. Notice he didn't even say to draw big crowds. If you want a big ministry, I'm sorry. You may have it, but that is a very bad motive. We need, do you weep over people to touch lives? I'm in Mexico. I see like a 12-year-old girl, and understand, oh, John has compassion. No, it's the compassion of God. And he wants to share some of his heart. No one carries the full heart of God, friends. Let that be a reminder to you. No one revival is going to reach everybody. No one preacher, no one ministry, no one. He shares parts of his heart. But if you're not willing to carry part of his heart, then you're not going to walk in your destiny the way he's called you to do. And you will have a name on a title. You will have money in the bank, but you will not understand you are called to bring shade to the birds. He sees, God sees everything. He knows everything. He's called you to do greatness. And you're like, okay, I got sucker punched. Manny Pacquiao didn't stop. He didn't go, I lost my last fight. No boxer, East Coast to the West Coast. That's a long ways. Will you train me? Will you train me? Will you train me? Well, then he went to Freddie Roach. Freddie Roach is not just some trainer. Freddie Roach is probably the greatest trainer. Over 40 champions he's trained. 11 MMAs, including GSP, who is considered pound for pound probably the greatest MMA fighter. That's Freddie Roach. When you put your hands in God, it's not just any God, some God, your dad's God, your mom's God, this God, the epicenter's God. It is the God that existed before anything else existed. His word is life. When you take the value of this word, no longer is the tomato seed just worth sitting there. You have to plant it, receive it, welcoming way, walk alongside you, because it's not just about purpose and destiny. It's about those that you're called to go. We're called to have a revival here. Why? So people's lives can get touched. Not so we can say Epicenter has a revival. It's not just enough to have a label. Jesus was Savior. Why? Because he actually saved. He was a Redeemer because he actually redeems. He's the one that calls left to life because that was, that is, and is to come. Why? Because he's actually that. Revival just can't be a word or a title or something we talk about or something we pray about. It has to be an actual experience, event where people can walk in. People that are sexually confused or abused or wasn't raised a believer, when they feel the Spirit of God drawing them close and they go, I receive Jesus. And when they walk out, they talk about Jesus, not John, not the band, not this, not that, Jesus. When he's lifted up, he will draw all men unto me. What are we lifting up in our lives? We need to lift up Jesus. Jesus, we want to do what you've called us to do. We believe your words over every other words. I was not raised a Christian. My dad hated the fact that I went to church, but God didn't ask my dad if I could go to Juarez or Mexico. The call was before birth. Jeremiah, I've called you to be a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah didn't know it. He had an intersection with God. This can be a normal Sunday or this can be an intersection Sunday. I don't know what sucker punched you. Manny Pacquiao got out. He still looked for a trainer. Why? Because that seed knew the potential. The only boxer, 4 decades champion, the only boxer, 8 classes. What? There's some onlys in you, Lord. I just thank you for the onlys in us. No one else is going to do it, Kirk and Angie. No one else is going to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it, Paul. No one else is going to do it. If you don't do it, those seeds aren't going to be planted. It'll be at the end of your life. This is tomato. This is corn. That is just the potential. It is just the potential. Jesus knew when he taught, many would not receive. In fact, most people did not receive his words. It wasn't until the Holy Spirit was released, the book of Acts, Hosanna, Hosanna, less than 7 days later, crucify him. We worship circumstances. When we're going through bad, you're a bad God. When it's good, you're a good God. No different than the Israelites. You do not enter your promised land grumbling and complaining. Something, God, you're missing. Build a calf. This is what drove us out. And we give other things to glory and praise. You're standing in this room because God's preserved your life. Some of you should have been dead with sexual diseases, but he's preserved your life. It's not a golden calf. It's not your wisdom. It's not your insight. It's not your history. It's not your past. It's not your wisdom. It's God. When you start giving him the glory and the praise, the atmosphere changes in the soil of your heart. The seed. See, what's that seed looking for? It does not grow in the tomato. Go look in the store. Tomato, tomato, tomato. It can sit there forever, never be a tomato. But when that seed feels it safe to grow, grow in the soil. God's word is looking for someone, something safe, where I'm not going to be criticized or chopped down or it's too small or it's too big. The word of God, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Jesus took the smallest seed. Then he said the largest plant. And then he said the birds of the air had the. See, what do you see in your life when you look in the mirror? Do you understand the potential of what he's called you to do? Or do you yourself see the last fight you were in, you got gut punched and went to the mat? Are you living your life with just what you just went through, what are you going through now, or the potential? I'm sick, I'm this, I'm hurt, I'm this, I'm this. Or do you look at Jesus, the healer? Your eyes on him. We almost did this. We almost did this. That circumstantial Christianity. Everything's good. Jesus is good. Everything's bad. Jesus is bad. Going through the storm. No, no, no. Jesus is good no matter what you're going through. When you're a millionaire, he's just as good as when you're broke. He's just as good. What's changed? Recognition of who he is. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord lifted high and up. He's always lifted high and up. What changed? He saw him and the train of his load filled and the glory of God. He was always there. What changed? Isaiah saw it. We need to open our eyes. God, open our eyes. We see what we're going through. We see our circumstances. We see this. Oh, Manny Pacquiao got knocked on the mat. You don't see 4 decades of champion. The only. God sees. And when you take his word in a welcoming way and walk with you, parakletos, just like the Holy Spirit, first word para, next to. English is so limited. Receive. I love cookies. I love my wife. And the Greek is 2 different words. In English, it's the same. That's how limited it is. That's just love. I receive. Yeah, I receive the message. I receive the prophecy. I've talked to people that have words over their life, and they go, I don't remember that. No, you didn't receive it. You heard the words, but you did not receive the word. When I have to remind you about your own promises, friends, that's a problem. I encourage you, I remind you, but it can't be 5 years from now, oh, I did get that word. You welcome it. Now, I'm just talking about this word, too. It has the potential. You take the tomato seeds and put it in the soil. In each seed, there's what's called a root and a shoot. You just can't see it. Each seed, the word of God is the seed. It has the potential to make an orchard. All the orange juice you've drinking, apple juice, it all started with seeds. Every orange juice company, they all started with seeds. The seeds had to come somewhere. So inside that seed is a root and shoot. The root goes down and the shoot goes up. You can plant that seed anywhere, but the seed knows. It doesn't say, this side up, God already knows. So it's dark. I'm confused. I feel upside down. Praise goes up. Roots go down. And the seed. When the seed feels it's safe, how does the seed know? It knows it's in the bag, and it knows when it's soil. When the word of God feels safe in your heart, it will go down and it'll go up. But God, we praise you no matter what. See, what? And they go, oh, look, it's growing. It was growing. God saw it growing when it broke the seed. Man sees it when it breaks the dirt. Friend, let me tell you something. God sees things growing in your heart you don't even see because it hasn't broken the dirt yet. Man only see what's above surface. Oh, John, you're a good preacher. Lena saw it when it was below the dirt. God sees you when you're just in the dirt and it's dark. You can't see. You don't know which way is up. Manny Pacquiao's on the mat. Got gut punched, but he was looking for a trainer. What? That seed was looking for a soil. There's seeds right now in the atmosphere that's looking for the soil of your heart. When it feels safe, it goes up and it goes down. How does it know that? How does the word of God? The man sleeps, he wakes up, he sleeps, he wakes up, and it grows. That's the power of God. So we receive it. Why? Because it's worthy to receive. That's the potential of this word. Not just every prophecy. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's true for us today too. David's dad saw David just as a little helper. So did the prophet. Oh, this is surely the next king because he's tall. He looks good. We go by looks. Moses is missing. I can't see him make a cow. Samuel goes, is there anyone left? There's one. He's in the field. Go get him. We're not going to sit. And God, as soon as he saw him, this is he. Anoint him. So all his brothers are looking at him. David had, the Bible says the anointing was on David that day forever. He didn't always feel it. What did he go back to do? Sheep. Next day he wasn't king, but it was there. Some of you feel like you're in the sheepfold, but the kingdom, the king is on you. You're called to be a king and queen and change lives and go to Africa. Not so, oh, I can go to Africa. So you actually change lives and sponsor kids and help people that actually can do something to provide shade. God, we want to provide shade for birds, not just boast about how big we are in the garden. It's not being about a mega church or this church. It's about to make a difference in people's lives. And la diferencia en su vida es la presencia of the Lord. The difference in your life is the presence of God, friends. And when you realize and recognize this word has power, you're like, I'm going to put it in my heart. I'm going to cultivate it. I'm going to welcome it in a welcoming way alongside me. Then it changes and brings fruit. Not when you acknowledge this is the word of God. Not when you set it on the side. Not when you take a prophecy and go, I don't know. You can, and I'm not saying you don't question or challenge things that are said, but when you know it's God, that means you need to run with it and alongside the parakletos. Why would it use the same word as the Holy Spirit? Because that word speaks. When Joseph was in prison, was God good? Let me ask you a question, because when Joseph was in prison, was the same word true when he saw the visions of the sheaves bowing down? Remember Joseph? Oh, I had a dream. The sheaves bowing down. I had a dream you guys are going to serve me. But Joseph, you missed something. You saw your brothers bowing down, but what you didn't see is you feeding them to keep them alive. Why? Because God made a promise to Abram. Because it would have died. You're going to serve me. No, Joseph, you're going to feed them. And Joseph says, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. So I don't know what evil's happened in our lives or what the words were said or mom said or dad said, but when you come in this place, this is a place where the soil is, the pH balance is good and the seed is safe to stretch out. And no one says, oh, no, you can't do it because such and such. No, Pastor Alan and Julie, you can't have a greater church. You're going to actually be in another building and actually have other churches and epicenters around the world and have the, no, why? Because God, because he's looking for us. God is looking for a safe place to rest. They sent out the ark. Bird came back. Sent it out, didn't come back, because it had a place to rest. And God is looking for a place to rest, because his word is just as true in any church in the world. The problem is they only want to receive a portion of it. Gifts aren't for today. They only want to receive a portion of it. No, Jesus says everybody, no matter who receives them, they don't want to receive it as it is. But when you say, okay, dad, mom, I love you, but your words can no longer contain who I am. When Manny Pacquiao walked in that gym, he didn't say, hey, every other trainer rejected me. He said, hey, I heard you're good with the mitts. He's just looking for soil. Freddie Roach says, let's go around. He said, ooh, he's good. Called his buddy, why'd you pass on him? Too small, no money. Over $500 million he personally made. He's worth over $250 million. Over 1.1, greatest grossing fight ever. No money, didn't see the potential. Freddie Roach did. There's someone greater than Freddie Roach here today, and his name is Jesus, friends, and he sees the potential in you. So when Jesus preached, many rejected his word because of who he was. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Actually, it means tecton to build with your hands. Probably, he's probably more of a mason. Isn't it? And they reject him. That's just John. That's just this. We're just trying to be encouraging. This and that. But when we receive it as the word of God, okay, when they say there's healing in the room, I can just hear that. Or I can bring it in a welcoming way alongside me and walk with it. And that means when I walk out and don't feel it, I still know he's the healer. When I wake up with a migraine, I still know he's the healer. When Jesus was sleeping on the boat and there was a storm, he was still the storm, quieter and safer. They just didn't know it yet. And so they feared. But he already said we're going to the other side. You guys, you are going to get to your destiny as long as you listen to Jesus. When you listen to people, you can get sidetracked. That relationship. God, I don't know what's gut punched in here, but if you've been gut punched, stand up. If there's something that has gut punched that's kept you away, then play a little music. I'm sorry, Julie, can you come up? And Chris, sorry, guys, I didn't call on you. If you want to be dismissed, you can go, but I believe God wants to do something. I believe he wants to water on some seeds that he's already put in your life. I'm not putting a seed in your life. I'm not giving you your destiny. I'm not giving you your purpose. I'm not giving you your future, but I am working with the Holy Spirit to let him water those seeds.